This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Ever since Sarah Bernhardt made the role her own in the play version, and Emmy Destin sang the role in Puccini's operatic version, every age has claimed its representative Tosca, from Geraldine Farrar to Maria Callas to Carita Matala. Critics and audiences are saying that the South African soprano Amanda Eschalas is set to be the Tosca for this generation. She has already sung the role in London, Berlin, and Salzburg. And this summer, Amanda Eschalas sings Tosca in the United States at the Santa Fe Opera. And she is with us this morning outside in the opera's cantina. Amanda, welcome to Santa Fe.
Thank you very much.
I should say welcome to the United States because this is your American debut.
It is. I'm very excited to be here. And it's great to start in Santa Fe. It's such a magical place.
We were saying it's a little bit like being at summer camp.
It is. Summer camp with a little bit of work included.
A little bit of work.
As long as you get the balance right.
Did you understand Tosca from the beginning or did it take you a while to get her?
I think some roles take longer for you to associate yourself with them. And for me, Tosca was quite an easy one in that sense because, well, she's driven by her passion for music. She's very romantic. She's very passionate, a little temperamental. So, you know, personally, I don't find it that hard to relate to her. She's probably more fiery than I am, but that becomes quite enjoyable to stretch yourself and explore the character fully.
What have you decided is the key to getting her right?
I think for me it's about the very quick mood changes. One minute she's very fiery, the next she's very caring and sweet and tender. She's jealous within a second and then can calm down equally as quickly. And paying a lot of attention to the text really helps. It's all there, not just in the text, but also in Puccini's markings in the score. So I think you can't go wrong if you start with that as your Bible. But I'm sure I'll still keep discovering things.
Particularly in such a rich role. That's the
Absolutely.
Great thing about continuing to do it. And in fact, we can hear a little bit of Tosca being rehearsed in the background.
That's now, very apt.
Very apt. One of the things I love about her character is that she is good without being innocent or inexperienced or
yes.
bland.
I think that's why I never tire of singing this role, because she is a fun character. The more complex the character, the more interesting I think it is. But she is a good person. Essentially,
she is a good person. Yes.
Just put in a bad situation.
And really the great example of the good person is the wonderful aria in Act Two,
Vice
d'Arte, which for me is one of the most moving arias in all of opera. Mm. Why does that moment work so well?
I think it works because the drama has reached such an intensity that either the opera needs to end there or you need time to stand still. And I think that's where Puccini decided to stop the action progressing and have a sort of freeze in time, which takes you into her thoughts at that moment. And so suddenly in the midst of all this action, you have this very still, poised aria. And therein lies the difficulty, because usually for Tosca by that point, you've been running around, beaten around a little bit. It's all been very high emotion. And suddenly you have to really still yourself and go sort of inward rather than outward. And for me, that's always very challenging. And there's a sort of painful simplicity about the aria that if you overgild it, you've lost it. So it's quite a tricky one, I always think, but very rewarding if you get it right on the night. So fingers crossed.
It is tricky to be inward and to share it
with
2,000 people
yes.
at the same time.
Yes.
Soprano Amanda Eschalas sings the title role in Puccini's Tosca, which opens tonight at the Santa Fe Opera, the official opening for the 2012 Santa Fe season. Tosca runs through the summer, closing on August 24th. For tickets or for a season schedule, go to santafeopera.org or call 986-5900. Wishing you a terrific summer in Santa Fe, Amanda.
Thank you so much. I can't imagine it would be anything but.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.